Hey, I'm not trying to question your history. All right, so Tina Turner, you know Tina Turner? She was performing in Ireland. She took a microphone and she was about to sing the first song. There was a technical fault on the speakers. Then she stopped. Then she tried to do another song, the second one, after they touched all the things. Then it stopped again. Then she took the microphone for the third song. As she was about to sing, what happened? Nothing happened. So she took the microphone and put the audience like this, so the audience could sing. Then it was not working. She took the microphone and dropped it on the floor. And she began to dance. It was all over in media. She messed up. The only story I remember of Tina Turner is this story. I don't even know any song apart from the scandal she did. Oh, are you here? We have people. You see, Tina Turner, the mistake which she did is what some of you do. I quote the Tina Turner mistake. I have notes. I even wrote the whole story, and I wrote that I should never do the Tina Turner mistake. I wrote it in my diary. I will never do the Tina Turner mistake. The first mistake, how many of you here? Remember, as I said, she dropped the microphone down and began to dance. How many here, they can still dance, even if the melody is not still playing? But then there's a problem here with the Tina Turner. The problem here is, are you here? What I'm about to speak now. Tina Turner holds the microphone and she wants to play and she wants to sing, because other people are doing the instruments for her, which means without these people, Tina Turner will not sing. We have people who, without some other people, they can't make it in life. The mistake of Tina Turner was all her life was dependent. Turn up. I will never do the Tina Turner mistake. Oh, let me go this direction. I think here they are hearing. Oh, yes. The first mistake Tina Turner did. Turn up, be spiritually minded. The biggest mistake Tina Turner did was she wanted to sing on instruments. She wanted to sing on a rhythm. Then when they were not playing the rhythm, she could not play it. How many here they can still move on even if some people gets out of their way? How many people here can still move on even if there is no help, nothing, they can still move on? Tell your neighbor, never do the Tina Turner mistake. I have to go back to my notes and correct and remove Peter and put Tina. It's prophetic, maybe. Are you here? Now, this Tina Turner, I'm just trying to show you how the physical and the spiritual. Tina Turner, she holds the microphone. The second mistake she does, she takes the microphone and she gives to other people to sing, to the audience. And this is so many people's lives, where when something is going wrong, they give it up to others. She forgot that it was not them to sing, it was for her to perform on the platform. But she took the microphone and gave the people, the audience. It was not her duty to get the microphone and show and put it to other people to sing. It was a mess. And most of you, what God gave you, you are actually giving it up to others. Tell me about the Tina Turner mistake. The worst in history. You see, nobody could see this mistake. But I could see this mistake. You are now. You are here or you're home or something happened. And this is the spiritual and the natural. So Tina Turner there is standing there. Holds the microphone and she gives to the people. And the third mistake she does, she drops it on the floor. And this is exactly what some of you are doing right now. You are giving up. Dropping down your calling. Dropping down your future. Dropping down your destiny. The Tina Turner mistake. The worst in history. I can see people here who they dropped their microphone long time ago. How would you drop down your destiny? How would you give up easily? Now, listen to this. Then the fourth mistake Tina Turner does. She started dancing. And remember, Tina Turner was not a dancer. She drops her calling and go into other people's calling. And she messed up. You are a pastor and you want to enter into the prophetic. You will mess up. You must do your tune. You must dance to your tune. You must do your own things. It's like taking Pastor Chuma, telling him to say, dance here. You see what he's doing there? That is madness. He knows nothing, that guy. Nothing of dancing. He knows nothing. She started dancing. It was all over the media that, oh, she messed up. She messed up the whole show. Because she went into a calling that is not hers. And some of you are actually doing things which don't even, they are not even for you. You're like, oh, this one's going to work. This business, this one. Look at your neighbor and say, listen, very careful. Physical people and natural people, they commit these mistakes. When other people are failing to do it for them, they also can't do it. Because their lives depends on something else or someone else. But when you are spiritually minded, it doesn't matter whether other people are there for you or not. Your life keep on moving. You keep on moving. You keep on moving by the power of the Holy Ghost. The righteous shall live. The righteous shall live by faith. It doesn't matter. It doesn't. I remember very well, and I will never forget, very well, where people told me plainly, they said, we will never support your ministry. I said, do I look like I need your support? This was in 2008. I even asked, do I really look like I need your support? We are still moving on. With them, without them, here we are. Tell me about, that's where I'm going. I will never dance to their tune. I will never commit the Tina Turner mistake. Don't forget them, there are four. Number one, depending on people. She depended on instruments. Number two, giving the microphone to others. Giving up your life to others. Number three, dropping the microphone down. Dropping your calling down. Dropping your destiny down. Dropping everything down. And number five, don't dance what does not belong. Tell your neighbor, don't dance a wrong tune. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
There are people in this church who they look so spiritual like this. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But you find these people, how they dance secular songs at home. They are tall like this. They become short like this.
Papa, you are very right. Correct.
They come in church so spiritual. Saints. They even pray in King James Version. Oh, Father, I come unto thee, thy love, thy mercy. Go home. Go home. I'm telling you, we have people in the church look so spiritual. You know, I've been observing. People don't dance in church. I'm telling you, they don't. They just do like this. They just do like this. But how the devil is making people to dance for him. That's why God becomes jealousy. He says, the way you used to dance you. One time I went to the wedding in my country, Malawi. People dance on a wedding in Malawi as if they are on wedding drugs. There was a song, I will never forget that song, but it was saying like, chop my money, something. Oh my God. Chop somebody's money and you dance like that. You see, there were, I don't care, something there. You know it. And people were dancing, they were becoming short. My church members. I said, wait a minute. I pushed the chair backwards. I said, hey, if we go to church and they say, give money, they'll be like, hey, they want your money. But at a wedding, they'll say, chop money, I don't even care. But in church, they care. Oh my God. The following Sunday, I said, everyone, take all your money in your pocket, give to Jesus right now. Hey, chop my money, you don't care. It was you, I think, who was dancing. It was this one. I'm like, Jesus Christ, in church, she'll be so spiritual with her husband. They'll be like this, oh, people dancing. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. No. The mistake of Tina Turner. The mistake of Tina Turner. Are you here, somebody? I remember it was their wedding. Hey, Jesus Christ. And that man was saying she can shop his money. Tell number,
do not
drop down your microphone. Says to
hold it on.
Keep on singing.
Without sound.
Without people.
Never give up.
People don't come to the show because of the instruments. They went to the show because of her. And she ended up holding the microphone and showing the audience. The worst mistake some of you have done, it is when you understand that nothing is going to happen in my life. Ministry, nothing is moving. Spiritually, financially, like that man who was giving up to dance the satanic tune. Turn about, never do the Tina Turner mistake. Are you here? Are you here? Now let me show you something. Let me show you something. Right now, we won't do something. If you are sitting down, this is not for you. First Samuel chapter 1. First Samuel chapter 1. First Samuel chapter 1. First Samuel. Are you there?
Yes.
From verse 1. Now there was a certain man, Ramathaim Zophim, of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah. In Hebrew, Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zaph, and Ephrat. Verse 2. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the second, or the other one, was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. This mistake has to go. Do you understand there? Are you even hearing the meaning of that? 4, verse 4. The Bible says, and when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah, his wife, to all her sons and her daughters, portions. Verse 5. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. Verse 6. Go to verse 6. And her adversary also provoked her soul, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. Enemies, people were laughing. Laughing at this woman. Look at you. Nothing is moving. Look at you. Tell your neighbor, those who are laughing at you, they will look for you.